around here this Sunday morning on Sports Talk 1050 WTK. The Ticket, we're talking Michigan's win. And if you want to get in on the conversation, 734-998-1050 is the phone number. And I will welcome in our beat writer who covered Michigan's win on yesterday's victory, Angelique Shingalis of the Detroit News. Angelique, welcome into the playground.
Well, thanks. It sounds like a fun place to be.
Thank you. Thanks for coming on.
So, Angelique, when they were down 21-7, I know everyone's supposed to be quiet in press, but was there some grunting? Was there some upset press about the way Michigan started the game?
No, I don't think so. I think that there was some, like, whoa, you know. I mean, I came into this game thinking Colorado was pretty good. I mean, I think their quarterback, I never say his name right.
No, that's fine.
Sefo Lufo.
Yeah, I think he was, I really thought he was very good and would be a difference maker for the Buffaloes. And, you know, there's emotion coming into the game and all of that for both teams. So, yeah, I wasn't entirely surprised. I was a little surprised with Wilton's play early. And then he just became, you know, I always thought Jabril Peppers was very good. I thought this game, I thought he was great. I mean, that's the first time I'm like, yeah, okay, I totally get everything that's been said about Jabril Peppers. He's a great player. And this game proved that for me.
Yep, and Angelique, we've covered a few different topics on the show this morning, but want to get your thoughts on just the impact of the special teams unit, how they've performed for Michigan. Have you seen anything like this in your years of covering the Wolverines through the first three games?
You know, I've been trying to think about that, and I haven't, and maybe I'm just not, I'm older now. The recall's not quite as immediate as it used to be, but no, it's been impressive. I mean, I think in the return game, and blocking punts and kicks and what Graham Perry did yesterday, picking up that ball and scoring. But, you know, then you look at the kicking, and, you know, Kenny Allen was off yesterday, and Harbaugh explained it a little bit, but, you know, that was like, okay, you can't miss two field goals. You really, you know, I know one was, 44 yards. That's in his range, but, you know, he looked like he was kicking lower. Even his punting was not stellar, but on the other side, conversely, I think that I haven't seen that in a while. And, last week was certainly evidence that they are getting it together in special teams and blocking a couple punts, blocking a couple field goals. And then yesterday, so special teams should never be ignored, right? Coaches always say that, and that's exactly why.
Yeah, it's the third phase of the game, but it's really never given the attention it deserves. And a guy who got a lot of attention yesterday, Jabril Peppers, and really his best game of the season, you could arguably make the case, his best game of his career, 9 total tackles, 3.5 for loss, a huge sack that really was the mm-hmm. defensive play of the game for Michigan, 180 return yards, and then the 54-yard return. What was his demeanor like when you talked to him after the game yesterday? What did he say about his performance?
I mean, he was very confident, as he always is. I mean, but he was just talking more, and he was up there with Jake Butt, one of the co-captains, and really focusing more on the team and doing things for the team. And, you know, he doesn't really talk about it. I think he carries himself. I think Jabril carries himself in a way that he knows he's a very good player, but I don't think he feels like he has to tell you that. And, you know, I would even go back to another play earlier as Wilton's struggling, as the offense is struggling, and Jabril throws the running back for a 1-yard loss. It gets them out of, I mean, it looked like they could have, they were, looked like they had the momentum to score there, and they have to attempt a field goal and miss it at that point. So, I mean, I'm going back that far for what Jabril's impact was on defense, because I just thought he was stellar. And, I mean, Harbaugh said it afterwards. They don't win that game without Jabril Peppers. But, yeah, I mean, I would agree with you. It was his most complete game that I've seen in his career here. And but he just doesn't talk. He doesn't talk big about himself.
Very quiet kid.
He is. He's confident, though. I mean, he clearly knows he's very good. But he just doesn't tell people about it.
Do you think that at some point during the game where he saw they were down and said, all right, I have to do this, and I'm going to put this on my shoulders and put it on my back and make sure that we turn this thing around?
That's exactly what I thought he did. I really did. I think he saw in the first quarter that things were not going well. The offense was struggling, and he knows that he can be an impactful player, and he knows that he has to be an impactful player. And I thought that was a pretty mature move for him at that stage in the game to make that. I mean, you know, we can't be in, we're not in his mind. We're not listening to what his little Freddie P. Soft is not trying to tell him, whatever.
right.
But, you know, I think he did. I mean, that is exactly how I saw that he just decided, okay, I'm taking it up a notch here and something has to change and I have to do it. And he did it.
Well, Angelique, in the course of our show this morning, we talked about some positives, but also some negatives, and clearly, defensively, Michigan had some issues again, those plays in the middle of the field on the slant routes. What was the sense from Don Brown and Jeremy Clark, Delano Hill, all those guys in the Michigan secondary? What did they have to say about the outing yesterday?
Well, sadly, we don't get to talk to any of the assistant coaches after games. Maybe we'll get a chance to talk to Don this week on Wednesday. I'm trying to think. There were only a couple defensive players in there. They brought Glasgow in, and obviously Jabril was in there talking about it. And he said, "Look, you know we have these things to correct." And as Jake Butt said, at least we're correcting it, knowing we won the game. And I think that's a big deal mentally for these guys to know that they know that they had flaws. They know that there were problems, particularly in that phase on defense. And I think that they understand that Jordan Lewis is not back again. They're missing two key guys on the defensive line, and I think that they get a certain confidence knowing that they've been able to pull out these, well, I don't want to say pull out the games, because they've been winning by substantial margins of victory, but they were able to pull out a game like yesterday's that was a little bit more in doubt early on, even without some key players, even with some issues in different phases of the game. And, you know, clearly they're going to be working on that. But I am curious to see what Don Brown has to say, and hopefully we will get a chance to speak to him this week.
Yeah, Angelique. And finally, Wilton Spate's performance yesterday was not one for the memory there. 16 of 30, 229 yards, and had some issues really with some intermediate throws and overthrowing receivers, balls that went wide of receivers. What did Wilton have to say, and what was your overall impressions of that performance?
Yeah, I will give Wilton credit. He came out and talked to the media after the game. I've covered this team long enough, and I've seen quarterbacks who have not come out after difficult games and difficult performances. So I thought that impressed me, to be honest. And he's standing there with his shoulder wrapped, which he said is you know, typical after a game for him. He just said that he usually showers and comes into the post game. And didn't have time this time, but he did have the elbow wrapped, and he said that it hurt. And I asked if it was bruised or anything, and he said he didn't know. He said, you know, basically said he's fine. But yeah, I mean, he knows it wasn't a great game. I mean, he was throwing balls at people's ankles too. I mean, he was all over the place. But I think he did settle in the second half. I mean, I think he did. He found a little bit of a groove, and you know, he had his safety valve. He had Jake Budd out there, and Amaro Darbo did their thing. So they were able to, you know, help him overcome whatever his issues were. But, you know, the fact that he came out, I thought was impressive. And I think that means he thinks he's fine. He's good to go. And, you know, and I know you guys were talking about his mobility, and I was thinking, there was another quarterback on the field early in the game who was never known for his mobility, Tom Brady. not that Wilton is Tom Brady, but I was just laughing about, you know, the lack of foot movement from the great Tom Brady. And I actually think Wilton's probably a little bit more agile than he showed. I think it's about recognizing when you need to go, and I thought he was a little slow, you know, recognizing that yesterday as well.
Well, Angelique, we're going to let you go in a little bit, but one final question here off the record. I heard a lot about your mother.
You can't do off the record on air.
True, yeah, JC. But off topic, I guess I should say. But I've heard and I've read a lot about your mother's college football predictions. Will she ever come on the show to give us her insight?
Oh, my God. She would probably really enjoy that. Yeah, I mean, the woman's almost 86 and never liked football. And now in the last couple of years, she's addicted. And I took her to the movies Friday night, and I came back, went upstairs to say goodnight to her, and I could hear the Big Ten Network on her television through the door. I'm like, okay, I'm not disturbing her. She's studying film.
Right.
So,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, her record was pretty good yesterday. So. But she does base a lot on you know, who she thinks the best-looking coaches are and stuff. So, you know, it seems to work for her.
All right, Angelique. Mama Shingalis against the spread. We'll have to get her insight at some point. We want to thank you for coming on again. You can follow Angelique on Twitter, at Shingalis, and read all of her great work in the Detroit News. Angelique, thanks for coming on.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks a lot. I had fun in the playground.
Thank you. All right, that was Angelique Shingalis of the Detroit News with her always interesting insights of Michigan's 45-28 victory yesterday. And gentlemen, we have a little bit of time left. Final impressions of the game today, and a quick look around the Big Ten and the NFL.
Yeah, so I'll go with NFL to start with. I'm going to say the Lions win after I thought they'd get pounced last week. 42-14 was my score. Nope, Lions won that game. I think they'll win this game as well.
I think the Lions will probably win. I was wrong last week. And
we were all wrong last week. Who are we getting?
Everyone. 0-4.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll go with the Lions win.
And as far as the Big Ten, Iowa was the biggest letdown. We need that team to be good. Yeah. We need that team to win. It doesn't matter how. They need to keep winning because that side of the division is really sad. You see Northwestern really are junk. We've seen a lot of those teams. We need someone from that side to be better because if not, it's a one-side decision all the way to the end of the year. It's either Michigan State, Ohio State, or obviously the Wolverines.
Yeah, yeah. Disappointing loss for Iowa. I kind of expected that from North Dakota State, but Michigan needs a team out of the West to be a challenge. They need that night game at Kinnick to be a challenge. And as far as my pick for the Lions, they're playing a Tennessee team today in their home opener that, I mean, outside of Marcus Mariota, does not have a lot to offer on either side of the ball. I think the Lions win this game 28-7.
I mean, I'll take the Lions in this one too.
We're going the other way.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we're gonna go the other way, and we're gonna go 0-4 again,
right,
probably
exactly.
Again, since
yeah.
We went this way. I mean, you got Marcus Mariota. You also have DeMarco Murray as well, I believe.
Yep, and Derrick Henry.
Yep. So you've got a couple of good running. Yeah, a couple of good players on the ground that can make some plays. I do think the Lions, they do hold the ground game to Tennessee to at least I'm gonna say they're gonna hold them to under 100 yards. Of total rushing offense. I'm going to take the Lions winning this one 35-7 in the home opener. Lions go 2-0 on the season.
Yeah, I didn't really pick a score, but we'll just say it. We'll, tomorrow's headline will be the Motor City Miracle as they win in the last second play. There you go.
You want to go quick recap on the Big Ten scores from yesterday real quick?
Yeah, let's go ahead. I believe the other teams... we already know that Ohio State and Michigan State won, so we really got to talk too much about that. So,
yep.
Jeff, the other ones other than Iowa losing?
Yeah, Wisconsin, boy, they struggled with Georgia State for the longest time. I mean, this was a game in the fourth quarter, and the Badgers do pull it out. They win by 6, 23-17. Just overall, not a very stellar day for the Big Ten. Rutgers had some trouble with New Mexico, but they end up winning at home 37-28. The second straight year, the Temple Owls have given Penn State fits, but the Lions win by 7 coming into the Big House next week. Nebraska, probably the biggest win, I think, for the Big Ten outside of Ohio State and Michigan State. They beat Oregon by 3. Illinois, still nothing to write home about as they lose to Western.
Yeah, and Western Michigan was paid $1.6 million to play Northwestern Illinois. They won both.
And to go 2-0 against the state of Illinois. Maryland beats UCF by 6. Already talked about Michigan State and Ohio State.
Bums.
And that will do it for our Big Ten recap. That will do it for the Playground. Thanks to Miz. Thanks to Jay-Z. Thanks to Tony O and myself. You've been listening to the Playground on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA The Ticket.